7 years ago, during training for service with UNTAC, the United Nations Transitional Authority in Cambodia, brash adventuresome Lieutenant Reynold Downer of the 11th 28th Battalion, the Royal Western Australian Regiment, learned that there were three conditions that had to be met before a United Nations peacekeeping operation could be sent to any nation. It wasn't something he'd ever wondered about or wanted to be a part of, but the Commonwealth of Australia felt differently. First, the 15-member nations of the UN Security Council had to approve the operation and its parameters in detail. Second, since the United Nations does not have an army, member nations of the General Assembly had to agree to contribute troops as well as a force commander who was put in charge of deployment and execution of the multinational army. Third, the warring nations had to consent to the presence of the PKO. Once there, the peacekeepers had three goals. The first was to establish and enforce a ceasefire while the warring parties sought peaceful solutions. The second was to create a buffer zone between the hostile factions. And the third was to maintain the peace. This included military action when necessary, demining the terrain so civilians could return to homes and to food and water supplies, and also providing humanitarian assistance. All of that was carefully explained to the light infantry troops during 2 weeks of training in Irwin Barracks, Stubbs Terrace, Karakata. 2 weeks that consisted of learning local customs, politics, language, water purification, and how to drive slowly with one eye on the dirt roads so you didn't run over a mine. Also learning not to blush when you caught a glimpse of yourself in a powder blue beret and matching ascot. When the UN indoctrination was done, the gelding, as his commanding officer quite accurately described it, the Australian contingent was spread among the 86 cantonment sites in Cambodia. Australia's own Lieutenant General John M. Sanderson was force commander of the entire UNTAC operation, which lasted from March 1992 to September 1993. The UNTAC mission was carefully designed to avoid armed conflict. UN soldiers weren't supposed to shoot unless fired upon, and only then without escalating the hostilities. The deaths of any enlisted personnel were to be investigated by the local police, not by the military. Human rights were to be encouraged through education, not force. Apart from serving as a buffer, distributing food and offering health care were the PKO's top priorities. To Downer, being in the field seemed less like a military operation than a carnival. "Come on, you warring or downtrodden third world peoples. Get your bread here, your penicillin, your clean water." The circus feeling was enhanced by tents that were topped with colorful banners and local gawkers who weren't sure what to make of it all. Though many of them took what was offered, they looked like they wished it would just go away. Violence was an expected and understood part of their daily lives. Outsiders were not. There was so little to do in Cambodia that Colonel Ivan Georgiev, a high-ranking officer in the Bulgarian People's Army, organized a prostitution ring. They were protected by officers of Pol Pot's renegade National Army of Democratic Kampuchea, who needed foreign currency to buy arms and supplies, and were paid 25% of the take. Georgiev ran the ring from tents erected behind his command post. Local girls came for what were supposed to be radio UNTAC language courses and stayed for an infusion of foreign currency. That was where Downer first met both Georgiev and Major Ishiro Sazanka. Georgiev said that the soldiers of Japan and Australia were his best customers, though the Japanese tended to get rough with the girls and had to be watched. "Polite sadists," the Bulgarian had called them. Downer's Uncle Thomas, who had fought the Japanese as part of the 7th Australian Division in the Southwest Pacific, would have quarreled with that description. He didn't find the Japanese at all polite. Downer helped to recruit new language students for the tents, while Georgiev's other aides found different ways of getting girls to work for them, including kidnapping. The Khmer Rouge helped gather new girls whenever possible. Except for this sideline, Downer found Cambodia a bore. The United Nations guidelines were too soft, too restrictive. As he'd learned growing up on the docks of Sydney, there was only one guideline that mattered. Did some son of a bitch deserve a bullet in the head? If he did, pull the trigger and go home. If he didn't, what the hell were you doing there?